This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
And welcome back, everybody. I've said it before that we all have something to heal from, whether it's a past trauma. I'm using that word trauma, and it might not be exactly what you're thinking of. It could be something that might have been insignificant as a child, but you're holding on to it later in life, and it's making you stuck. It's preventing you from getting what you want, whether it's abundance, whether it's the right kind of job, whether it's the right relationship. Let's reconnect you with you. One of the ways to do that is with somebody to walk that journey. And I found her. She's a shamanic healer. I know that word leaves a lot of us with a question mark. What is that? Is it? Let's be honest. It almost sounds like demonic. I'm going to go there. I'm going to say it. And it's not. It's also not connected to religion unless you want it to be. I'll shut up. I'll bring her in here. Jen Hartfire joins us on the program. How are you doing today?
Wonderful. How are you?
Very well. Very well. And you know, I figured this out a number of years ago, what a shamanic healer does. Why don't we go right to the basics? Can you explain it?
So it's funny that you say that, because when I first shared with my mom, she thought I was doing voodoo. So, you know, it's definitely something the older generations or people that haven't stepped into a spiritual path may not recognize as something very common. They might hear a psychic medium more, or mediumship work.
Sure.
And not all shamans are psychics, and not all shamans are mediums. So there's different types of shamans, firstly, and each envelops their own craft in their own way. Many shamans work in a similar fashion, but some do work in various levels of deeper degrees or lighter. When I first trained in shamanism, my shaman teacher didn't do medium. So, and that's something that I do. So a shaman is somebody that can deeply meditate, ground their energy in the earth, connect with the sun, connect with Mother Earth and Father Sky, just like as if we're doing Reiki, connecting with universal life force energy, go into a trance-like state and see the soul of the person they're working with. They can see it, they can feel it, they can sense it, and they can heal it on the soul level. And I specifically work with vibration. And so I'm not just seeing, I'm feeling everything that's going on in their body. If they have energetic heart cords to ex-lovers, parents, family members, and you said it, demonic, I work with entities. So people have entities in their body. I'm extracting those. I'm decording them from the people that they may have had sexual relation or drug habit with, or whatever situation brought that into their life. And I'm clearing those out. And I do call on the angels to help me, you know, get rid of them and take them away. And you're right, shamans, there is no specified religious context to it. I do call in Jesus and the angels in my work, and God, because I believe for me that's the highest channel. And I can pull in the most light beings around me to help, especially when I'm doing the heavier work. Some people don't understand when they're cut, like, I'm feeling off, I'm hearing voices, I don't know what's going on, you know, and then looking into the situation, there's multiple things going on, you know. So, yeah, a shaman can open up your spiritual gifts as well. That's something that I also do. I help people open up their third eyes, align their chakras, help them to visualize things, call in their spirit guide, talk with their animal guide, and they could visit with their relatives if that's something that's around them that that wants to communicate. I help them visualize all that in their mind and then have a safe space to visualize now their future. And so I help people open up their abilities a bit better as well.
For anybody that hears this and thinks, oh, wow, this is just too woo-woo for me, I can't deal with it. Most important thing to remember is what we're talking about here today is nothing new. It's been around for centuries. This is what people did way, way, way back in the day. This is how people heal. This is how people move their lives forward. And somehow along the way, I don't know if it was Western medicine, big pharma, whatever, we kind of derailed from these principles. But this goes very far back, right?
Siberian days, Aboriginal days. These were the medicine people of the community that saw deeper into a situation of what someone was going through. You know, of course, we're not medically licensed to treat a cup, a scrape, or a broken bone, but we can definitely heal the soul and heal the body to go that has been through events.
Tell us about your journey, Jen. How did you get to this point where you're helping people with modalities that are centuries old?
Well, it started for me back in 2010. I had a couple shamanic healing journeys with a couple different people. I have been working in alternative health, massage, reflexology, Reiki, hypnotherapy, all for about 10 years. And I was in a marriage rut. I had 3 kids, and my oldest was with a different partner. And so I was feeling all the energies of my kids. I was feeling my partner. I was feeling mine. He was very dismissive of my gifts. We weren't exactly lined up energetically or in tune mentally. And I didn't understand that this was something very different than most people. I thought most people were very similar to me. So, but during that time, I had my 3rd child. I had finished my bachelor's degree in alternative health. And I was in this up and down roller coaster of depression, anxiety, snapping. And I realized I was doing these repeating behaviors similar to my mother, like just being upset easily and, you know, snapping at my kids and agitated with my husband and not feeling heard. And, you know, I couldn't sleep some nights, and I was up researching online, like, okay, I've been in all this alternative health for years, like, what's going on with me? I know postpartum, all this, but, and all of a sudden, I clicked on this 2 pages, which happened to be 2 different female shamanic practitioners in San Diego, and one happened to train with the other one. And they both trained under Alberto Velloto and the Four Winds Society. And I ended up booking a shamanic healing to work on my emotions. And I had been in and out of counseling most of my life. I grew up in a pretty high trauma household with different events and situations, divorces, moves, physical abuse, mental abuse, sexual abuse. And I had repressed a lot of that, but, you know, I had worked on my behaviors and everything. And so I thought, I don't know what's going on with me still. I started going to these classes to get a soul retrieval. I end up working a deal with my teacher to clean her house. And I cleaned her house for 3 to 4 years. I became her apprentice so that I could keep evolving myself and learn these practices to move these deeper emotions and heal these soul parts and soul wounds that have occurred during my life.
Wow.
So I could body and spirit instead of feeling like displaced or out of line or not in tune with my whole self.
So what you're showing, and thank you for your transparency, what that's showing us all is those things that we go through in life when we're younger, we hold on to. And
our body holds memory.
Yes.
So even if mind doesn't remember, our body holds the memory, and then our subconscious mind reacts from the memory.
This is what, Jen, I learned, and this journey for me, about 5 years now, where I really dug deep into this kind of stuff. In the last year or so, as I researched and studied more, that it really does get into the cellular level in our bodies, everything we go through. It's not just, oh, I got a memory. No, your body is holding on to it.
Yeah, I've worked with people that have been in multiple car accidents over and over and over. I'm like, we have to heal this trauma of the car accident. Or they were physically beaten by their father or mother, and they keep attracting partners that they get in physical, violently relationships. But, arguments, pushing, shoving, screaming. It's the same energetic repeated pattern that happen, or jealousy patterns, or just different energetic patterns that happens in our lives from 0 to 10, 15, 20 years old. If we haven't healed that on the vibrationary level of our soul, we're vibrating positive and negative energy all the time. So we're either attracting positive or we're attracting negative. And so if we haven't healed this on the cellular level, like, I don't know why. I just keep attracting the same type of job with the same type of people. My boss is bossy. It's the same karmic energy.
I hate to say it, but people who say that, and I get it, been there. Everything's a journey. It's not just, hey, I'm healed, everything's good. You know, you figure things out and then you figure them deeper and deeper. But we're bringing it on, maybe not by choice. It's something that we went through when we were younger, but it's also, we crave familiarity, comfort. So what's comfortable? A toxic relationship that you may have had with your parents.
But no, exactly. If you don't know any better, then you just keep going back to this. Because in the beginning, of course, no relationship's going to be like that right away. But there's a familiarity. Maybe it's a similar narcissistic pattern, so to speak. People use that term a lot, or gaslamping. Well, all of those terms are actually, those people were abused as well. And they form these habits because maybe their mom was just screaming at them all the time. And so now they're narcissistic towards women. It's all these labels are actually different types of, patterns that people have created as self-protection. And then they just hold on to this, like, well, this is how I've had to get through life. And, it's reacting too. People react instead of pause, breathe, think, and then speak.
And we're assuming that people know, I call it connecting the dots, connecting what you're dealing with now with what you may have dealt with when you were younger. But there could be situations where you don't remember, it's not top of mind. It was, you were 3, you were 10, you were 5, whatever it might be. You got bullied. That could have a major impact. Even just some bully, one incident, bullied on the playground. It was bad that day. You're still holding on to it.
I had a client whose father cheated, and it created, like, in scripture, it talks about generational curses. Mm. Well, those are those types of generational curses, like abortions, cheating, lying, stealing, those basic things that we don't really think are that bad. It creates a ripple that keeps continuing in every generation. Like, the next generation cheats on their partners. The next generation cheats on their partners. It just keeps creating this energetic pattern until someone stops the cycle. And so there is a lot of truth in some of the scriptures that are taught out there. There were teachings that I discovered way later in my. I didn't grow up religious at all. I actually prayed to God at 10 years old, like, "Are you real? Because I don't understand this world at all. Like, there's chemicals in the air, chemicals in the food, people are dying, people are homeless." And I just started having to do my own digging from an early age.
Yeah.
To understand people behavior. I took a lot of psychology classes, dream psychology, and started understanding how the mind, subconscious mind, will reveal things through you to speak to you.
How does it work in the starting point? So we've identified things that people may be going through, challenges, and why. And there's so many of them. My gosh. I mean, we could fill 15 podcasts and not even scrape the surface in terms of what you may be going through and what may have caused it. When you work with somebody, can you walk us through that process?
So when I connect to somebody, the first thing I ask them is, what brought you to me today? And, I'm already opening a sacred container so I can hold them in a safe space and allow them to speak. As soon as they're with me, it may start off slow or may open up wide right away. People start unleashing their trauma, whether it's my boyfriend and I, my husband and this, my wife this, or my job situation, or like you said, I'm getting bullied or harassed at work, or criticizing is another one. People will come in with repeating patterns of that. And I just listen to them speak for about 15 to 30 minutes during a session, even during a consult. I can do that and then help them gauge how many sessions I feel will help fully shift. I listen for about 15 to 30 minutes, and then I guide them in like a guided meditation, very similar to guided meditation or hypnosis. Only for about 5-10 minutes, I'm dropping them into a space, and I'm going into a deep meditative space. This is where I am like looking and talking with their soul, spirit, body. I'm guiding them a little bit through the experience at different periods, but I'm opening chakras, cleaning them out, cutting cords, calling in soul parts, which our soul lives in our vessel, in our heart. And when we experience trauma, especially repeated trauma, and we experience memory losses, parts of our soul may jump out of our body or get lodged in different parts of our body because the experience itself is fearful to the soul. And so I call in those soul parts, replace them back in the body, heal the body. They're having their own experience wherever they are, if they're with me in person or at home. And the first session, they may see, hear, and feel different things happening. Or they may not see until the second or third session. If their mind is so afraid of the experience or what's going to happen, they may just feel during the first. People report back to me like, "Oh, I feel all these different, or my chest is contracted and then released," or yeah, because my body feels everything the person's body is going through. It's like I just became them during the session. I'm hearing and feeling everything that's going on, and I'm trying to level them up on a vibrationary level. And so I hear the cries of their soul. If they have visual experiences, and some people do right away, they're seeing past lives, they're seeing current lives, visiting animals and spirits and angels. Some people are nervous to what they might see, so they might not experience that right away, or they haven't tuned into their third eye and done creative visualization techniques, so that might be more challenging. Maybe they're more clairaudio, so they may get messages during the session. Like, I felt like I heard an angel talk. Oh, well, you did. I brought an angel in.
I have to ask this question at this point, and you've illustrated it very well, very clear. But I got to wonder, and this will help us even understand more, how do you not, you said you feel the other person, the person that you're working with. How do you not take on their energy? You know, like, it might have some like really deep stuff going on there. Do you feel that heaviness? And if so, how do you equalize it and get back to your state?
Yeah, I've had to learn over time that I'm extremely empathic and extremely sensitive energetically. And I didn't realize this growing up, which is probably why I was spiraling in anxiety and depression and all these different things. I didn't know anything about energy or clearing my energy or cord cutting, self-protection techniques and aura. I had to learn all that myself. I can feel the person's energy as soon as they book on my website. Like, all of a sudden I'm feeling their thoughts. I feel their heart racing. I'll have random thoughts, or someone books a session and they're coming in later that day. For 3 hours before they're coming, I'm already feeling all of their stuff. And it's suddenly like, why am I thinking about my baby? And, you know, like, random things. It's like, oh, that's so-and-so coming in for their session, and they are just going through a divorce with their partner, and the baby is 2 months old. You know, I'm sensing all their anxieties, their fears, and everything. So I do take a little bit of it on, and I have to do a lot of clearing, which I don't think some people realize. You know, I have to do my cord cutting afterwards. I have to take my salt baths or herbal baths, go out in nature, refresh myself, drink my lemon water, and like completely detox from your entire self, because that was such a heavy vibration coming into my vibration. Because I can feel them on Facebook and Instagram or wherever. Like, if someone's clicking on things, like, ooh, you know, I have to cut cords with my technology and different things all the time.
This is what you just said. This is how this all works. It's the energy. And for anybody that doesn't get this whole energy thing, when you say to somebody, hey, positive vibes for that surgery, or I'm praying for you, whatever it is, that's sending energy. And that's the kind of the baseline for everything that we're talking about. Now, what if it's bad energy, you know, for something somebody went through, a bad relationship, whatever it is. Now you're holding on to that negative energy. Time to get rid of it.
Exactly. And people don't realize every thought and every vibration, every feeling is energy. Even like if we're in traffic and we're like, damn, that asthma, you know, he cut me off. You're sending out a negative vibration that's rippling through all the traffic now. If you're in a traffic jam and you step back, breathe into your space, send out love, imagine how the traffic will clear in front of you. The line will start. I practice this all the time. Like, you can shift something in an instant.
Yeah.
You know, if you're psychically just, I can't stop thinking about blah, 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 blah. Well, that's probably because he's thinking about you. Maybe you guys have had sexual relations. So there's also cords in the lower chakras. There's heart cords. And then our third eye connects to anybody. Like, obsessive compulsive thinking. Well, that's because someone else might be doing the same thing to you, and you're feeling them.
It runs so deep. We're out of time. I could just keep going here. I had so many questions. I didn't even get to ask you about MTV. And the psychic medium aspect of you, we did not get into. That's a whole other podcast, I guess. If somebody's feeling this is right for them, and it could be even the universe. Listen, if you're here now, you're hearing this, you're watching this, maybe it's the universe's way of bringing it to you because you needed to hear it, and you need to heal, and you need to make some changes in your life. Jen, how do we connect with you?
So my website is jenhartfire.com. Facebook and Instagram is Jen Hartfire. I currently live in Las Vegas, Nevada. My phone number is 725-305-2607. I'm on Google and Yelp and all over the place. So it's easy to find me, follow me, watch some of my videos, and you can see a little more personal. Some of the things I talk about may be a little out there for some people, but believe me, I've done some big work with some big time issues, and everybody in their life is transpiring and shifting and changing. They're getting opportunities from TV. They're healing. Their relationships are changing.
Yep.
Oh, I can't. I guarantee you, you're going to start vibrating in opportunities and money because your entire vibration is shifting. When you're stuck in worry and fear and doubt, that's all you're pulling in constantly.
Yeah. And you don't even realize you're doing it because you're stuck in, I don't want to say stuck in a rut, but what's a rut? You know, it's a hole, a depression. You're walking down the street, your foot goes in it. Now you're in this trench of just doing the same thing every day, which probably isn't supporting you if you're not feeling joy, happiness, abundance, and all of that. Thank you for today. Thank you for making it clear and walking the journey with us in helping others. Truly appreciate it.
Thank you so much. It was such a pleasure being here today. Have a wonderful day, everybody.
Likewise. We'll be right back.
Hello, beautiful souls. This is Jen Hartfire, Sacred Heart Shaman. If you have family traumas, relationship issues, repeating patterns in your life, you may need some soul retrieval, energy cutting cords, and just an uplift in your vibration. You can reach me at jenhartfire.com, Jen Hartfire on Facebook and Instagram.
This is the Global Podcast Network, where executives and professionals connect, share, and inspire. Stay tuned for the conversations that drive success.
For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers.
Day-to-day simple tasks can become pretty daunting.
I have to carry my chair up 2 flights of steps or have somebody do it for me.
What scares me the most is just the falling.
When I'm struggling with my house, I think, you know, to have that one great barrier just knocked down, I mean, it's crucial.
Home for Our Troops is a wonderful nonprofit that builds a mortgage-free, fully adaptive, handicap-accessible house. And there's no catch.
It'll be our very first home that we've ever owned.
This is a game changer.
This is where your life begins again.
We need you to join us in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Because of you, everything's going to be okay.